The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Kevin Stracuzzi, Stracuzzi, first name Kevin, Kevin. This is a treadmill exercise, chest desk, cardiac care associates, letterhead, file EST space Stracuzzi space K. Treadmill exercise stress test date of examination 6/27/22. Referring physician Suhathra Karen Anathy, MD. Performing physician Sharon Hermes, MD. New paragraph clinical indication. 57-year-old male with history of CAD for stress test on medication. Parentheses Toprol XL 25 milligrams. Close parentheses. Period. New paragraph ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph baseline ECG normal sinus rhythm. New paragraph baseline blood pressure colon 120 over 80. Baseline heart rate colon 66 beats per minute. Period. New paragraph. Patient went treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 9 minutes to the completion of stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 151, parentheses, 93% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 160 over 82 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 24160, period. New paragraph. The patient did not experience correction. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a one-minute cool-down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. He experienced dyspnea with stress. He experienced progressive dyspnea with stress. Stress was terminated due to dyspnea and fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress, but with hypertension noted upon cessation of exercise in the cool-down period and in early recovery. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise on his beta blocker. The patient had a final blood pressure of 118 over 78 and a heart rate of 79 at the end of the recovery period. There was a APC during the last stage of stress and APC and a ventricular couplet noted during the last stage of stress. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, there was less than 1.5 millimeters of horizontal to upsloping ST depression leads 2-3 in AVF, which did not meet diagnostic criteria for ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion, treble exercise stress test to 93% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period, but experienced dyspnea with stress. 3. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets. Comparable to his prior stress test. 4. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress, but with hypertension noted in the cool-down period and in early recovery. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise on his beta blocker. 5. An APC and a ventricular couplet were noted in the last stage of stress, but there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Hermes, MD.